Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the fourth week in ordinary time. And from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars, in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Sending and Receiving.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus made a tour round the villages teaching, then he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, giving them authority over the unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey, except a staff. No bread, no haversack, no coppers for their purse. They were to wear sandals, but he added, do not take a spare tunic. And he said to them, if you enter a house anywhere, stay there until you leave the district. If any place does not welcome you and people refuse to listen to you, as you walk away, shake off the dust from under your feet as a sign to them. So they set off to preach repentance. They cast out many devils, anointed many sick people with oil, and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember when I was ordained, 30 years ago almost, 30 years next October, I was in Glasgow, and I was stationed in our priory in Oxford. So I returned to the priory after my ordination, and I was put on the first mass of the Sunday, 8 a.m. I didn't realise that while I'd been away, there'd been a change in the system. The lay brother who used to open up the church had decided it was getting too much, so they made it the job of the presiding priest to open up the church. I walked on, we had no servers, nobody else there. Walked into the church, made the sign of the cross, said the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Noticed a lack of response, then noticed that's because there was no one in the church. I hadn't opened up the church, so luckily the people who came were highly amused. They were all standing outside of the grill that led into the church, big grilled gate. I always remember that ever since. It reminded me that there's no reason to think that when I walk onto a sanctuary of a chapel or any place that there might be people there. You don't have to come. I always think of that because it's never happened. There's always been people there. There's always been a reason for to celebrate the Eucharist with them. And they are actually as much apostolic as I am. We're all sent to each other. That's what the Eucharist is. As we say, whom you have summoned before you, it's a new translation, a bit strong that, I think called, vocatus is a Latin word, whom you've called, all those who have been called to the place. We're all sent. The word mission itself has its roots, I think, in Christian vocabulary, the idea of a mission being sent somewhere. The ancient world had words for sending, but normally if someone was sent, they'd probably expect them to be a herald. And that word is also used in the New Testament. Christ is described as heralding the good news. Being sent is a slightly different way of thinking of it. The herald represents the king, but the person who is sent brings the king with them, as it were. It's important to understand that every Christian is being sent. They're being sent, and also they are to receive. There's no mission without the acceptance of the mission. You may be sent out, but it's a failed mission unless you're accepted. That's why in this gospel Christ says, stay where you're wanted. If any place does not welcome you, does not receive you, I think would be better translation, or will not hear you, then go out from there, shake off the dust from under your feet as a witness to them. And then they go out. They go out, in fact, they herald. The word herald is used here again. It said preach repentance, but it says they acted as heralds so that the people might change their mind, they might repent. So there's both sending and receiving. You need both for a mission to be a mission. And every Eucharist itself is the high point of sending and receiving, but Everyone that comes to Eucharist is being sent by God. Everyone who is there is sent by God, including the priest, of course, but, you know, everybody. There's no one in a church of Eucharist who hasn't been sent there. And likewise, everyone is receiving. We receive each other in the Mass, the Eucharist. It's sending and receiving together. That's, as I say, the high point of the church's life. The greatest point in this life is always Eucharist, where all our life, as we have lived it before we come to the gathering of the Eucharist, is given to Christ, given to God, to be redeemed, to be transformed, to be made into an offering, just as the bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ, becomes Christ himself. But though it's a high point, it's not the only part of the Christian life. We're always having to receive those who are sent to us, who knocks on the door, who phones us, who texts us, sometimes who stops us in the street. That doesn't happen in every country, but certainly if you're wearing a habit out in the streets, there's a fair chance of being stopped. But even if you're not wearing any distinctive garb to show you're a Christian or someone who lives an odd lifestyle, people do stop you from time to time, and a good society is always ready and willing to be stopped, to listen. Christ himself was interrupted by people. The woman with the flow of blood when he was on his way to heal and in fact to raise back to life the little girl. That's our life. We've been sent out. But we must continue in our mission in whatever way it means, even if it often means living a fairly ordinary life, not particularly open in terms of Christianity. Hidden things are our way of being sent, but we also must receive. Without sending, there is no receiving, but without receiving, there is no real sending. That means that the Eucharist itself is the key to all our life. Go forth, says Christ. Take no bread, no haversack, no copper for the purse, but trust. And trust in each other. And we will be welcomed in places, and we will be places where we're not welcomed. But either way, we have to keep going. Shake off the dust from your feet, dust of their town, which prefers to stay, just dust prefers to stay, just that town on its own without Christ, but that's their choice. Don't worry, some other time they may receive Christ. Meanwhile, keep going, keep hoping, walk the walk, and receive and send together as best we can.